You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to the first winter edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM. I'm Daniel Versteg, and we'll be chatting up about the winter sports season. Girls basketball will open our Coach's Corner program for this year. We'll be joined by Lamar's community head girls basketball coach, Cody Deercup, coming up in just a few minutes. And then he'll be followed by Galen Catholic head girls basketball coach, Brandon Checker. That's all coming up on the Coach's Corner today. Of course, with the state football championships yesterday, that officially concluded the fall sports season in the state of Iowa. And so now we can fully transition to winter basketball, wrestling, bowling, all that kind of fun stuff. So we'll look forward to chatting it up here on the Coach's Corner. Did want to remind you that coming up on Monday will be our first basketball broadcast of the season. We're going to be featuring Coach Checker's Galen Catholic Jays as they host Kingsley Pearson in a matchup that came down to the wire last year. Should be a good one. We'll have all the coverage for you right here on KLEM with pregame starting at about 5:45, tip-offs at 6 o'clock. Other contests around Plymouth County will feature Remsen St. Mary's taking on Sioux Central in Sioux Rapids. MMCRU is listed as having a scrimmage on that day with West Monona. But the only two games that will count on Monday around Plymouth County, again, Galen Catholic hosting Kingsley Pearson, and fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's is at Sioux Central. So some great basketball around the area coming up this weekend, or coming up next week, I should say, and it's going to be fun to get the season started. So once again, Cody Deercup joins us, Lamar's community girls basketball coach. He joins us next. Brandon Checker will join us to follow. Want to remind you, the Coach's Corner is brought to you every Saturday and will be brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We'll take this break. When we come back, Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, joins us to preview the Bulldog 2022-2023 girls basketball season. That's coming up right here on KLEM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4255 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back into the first edition of the Basketball Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you, and we're pleased to get things started with the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Cody Deercup joins us after his team, very young last year, went 10-13, finished middle of the pack in the Missouri River Activities Conference. But I'm pleased to say a lot of those players are coming back from last year, all your sophomores, junior in there. And my goodness, coach, it seems like you guys are pretty well built for success. How is the first couple weeks of practice gone with the girls and getting them back into the swing of things?
You could see the impact of returning a handful of sophomores and our junior from last year right away at their first practice. this year things have unfolded way more naturally for us. It's been more review from last season and less teaching them new things. And they've done a great job of just kind of, you know, we talked a lot last year about competitive maturity, and they're there this year.
Well, and what's, you know, what's the benefit of, you know, having, I guess, not having to start from scratch, I guess, but it becomes a review. So can you, you know, delve into more things, or does it just mean you get a quicker start on everybody else?
Yeah, no, the first week of practice, we put 15 minutes up on the clock, went over all of our offensive sets. We were done with 6 minutes left, and I looked at Coach Dreckman, and I was like, I don't know what to do for the next 6 minutes now. So I brought the girls in and just told them, you know, this is where it can start to be a lot of fun for me as a coach, because now I can start to throw more things at them and see how much that they can really handle, and hopefully that will benefit us down the stretch.
I mean, obviously graduating a player like Maggie Allen, and I know you had some role senior players on the bench as well. Replacing her is probably tricky, but I mean, man, you've got the weapons to do so. What's it taken to replace Maggie on the floor and get yourself another fifth starter out there?
Maggie did a really good job last year of doing the little things that a lot of people don't notice outside of, you know, our locker room. Our coaches know how valuable she was to our team. What was nice last year was Metiskova came back after Christmas and can start to kind of take on, you know, that second number four role for us. So she got a little bit of a head start last year in the second half of the season, and has done a good job of stepping in this year and playing the four for us.
How about the leadership too? I know Maggie did that as well, and you have a senior in Peyton Wright, but again, the majority of your roster were those rising sophomores, now juniors this year with Sarah and Zoe, and I could go on and on about your junior class. Who stepped into some of those leadership roles so far?
When Coach Vigdahl moved to Lamar's, we tried to model our basketball team kind of like he's dealing with his football team, and Tate and Zoe and Sarah were nominated by our players as our unit leaders, and I expect those guys to always lead. But one thing that has been a benefit to our unit leadership that we've done is it's elevated everybody. So now it's not just our unit leaders that are leading. We have girls that are standing on the sideline and I'm doing the things that the unit leaders are supposed to do, and everybody's just doing it now. So, we have specific girls on our team that are seniors and that are unit leaders, but we're seeing everybody lead, and that's what's, you know, making this season so far special for us.
Cody Dierkup's with us. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, talking about the upcoming season for the Lady Bulldogs. You know, looking at your team from last year, I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to, but you put together some fight at the end of the season. You showed some great things down the stretch with your road postseason win against Humboldt and giving Bishop Heal and all they could handle to finish the year. How much do you think that gave you guys momentum into this season, showing, hey, we are able to finish the year strong and hopefully we can, you know, take it into this season as well?
That helped us a ton, because, you know, before that we hadn't been in those situations, and then we go on the road and beat Humboldt, and like you said, give Heelan all they can handle. Now we can say that we've been there, done that, and we played with the number two team in the state of Iowa. Mm-hmm. And our girls know that, and, you know, Every time we lost last year, walked in the locker room, our girls were hurt, but that Heelan game, we saw something different on their face after we lost to those guys. And they've used that game, kind of that feeling, to lead us into the summer, you know, come to open gyms, weight room, book study, come to optional open gyms this fall before basketball started a couple days a week, make their lifts, and they're doing a really good job to prepare. I think the second half of last season was the beginning of that.
Boy, it's one thing when you talk about how they're doing in the mandatory practices leading up to the season, and the practices that actually count as practices, you know, by the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union. But when they're coming out to the open gyms and the weightlifting session, that really shows, at least to you, I would assume, that they're really buying into the process that this program has set.
Yeah, and as I mentioned before, we've talked about competitive maturity. Last year was a lot of we're teaching the game of basketball, terminology, how to be in the locker room after a win, how to be in the locker room after a loss, and and they just know. They do a good job of showing up and just knowing what to do, and it's been a fun year so far because of that.
Well, let's talk about what you got on the court then a little bit. You've obviously not played in a proper competition, but I know you got a scrimmage in against Sheldon and a former Bulldog in Coach Baumgartner out there. What did you see in that scrimmage as some strengths of your team that you can bring to the floor come Tuesday?
Yeah, it was really special having Sydney on the floor with me for her first game. She does a really good job with those girls, and she did an awesome job helping us out with the fundraiser. The Sheldon community donated like 4 or 5 garbage bags of shoes for Souls for Souls, so I appreciate those guys doing that. That scrimmage was a really good scrimmage for us because we've done situations in practice. We went to Sioux City last weekend for a scrimmage, but they don't keep score and coaches officiate it, so you still really don't know. But after that scrimmage, that was pretty much like a game. You're able to kind of take some things away to work on in practice. I was really proud of how our girls shared the ball. When you return as many girls as we do, it can be really easy to play selfish, and our girls did the exact opposite of that. You know, you look up at the scoreboard and see how many points girls were getting, and it's like 6, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then at the score sheet at the game, shows it too. We had all of our girls except for 2 score for us, and everybody was contributing, even the girls that were on the bench. So it was a great experience for us. One thing that we can always get better at is taking care of the basketball and just matching up and being solid on the half court.
Yeah, and I know that taking care of the basketball probably comes a little bit more with experience. Obviously, last year very valuable, but another year under your belt, another year to be more cautious with the basketball. I know turnovers are something everybody talks about, and that can only improve you once you make sure that they can take care of the ball better.
Yeah, we were at we want 10 or less a game, and we are right around where we wanted to be at. We finished with 11, which is, it's still right there, so it's okay. But yeah, we don't want to give the other team any more extra possessions than they already get.
You talk about the well-balanced, scoring effort and the well-balanced involvement, I guess, you got from everybody as well. What were you guys doing to get that offensive production? Were you going down low to Lex? Were you sitting out in the perimeter and chucking up threes and hitting them? What kind of things were you doing right offensively?
We were doing a little bit of everything. Towards the end of last season, we tried to put an emphasis on getting a post touch more, and that will open things up for everybody else. This last week in practice, that was our emphasis too. And a post touch doesn't mean that Lexi has to go right up and shoot it no matter what. She's going to pick and choose, and our guards know that they need to either hammer screen for each other or exchange in the perimeter on a post touch. And that just kind of occupies everybody, and we get some inside out threes. I thought our girls did a really good job of picking and choosing when to attack. I felt like our spacing could be a little bit better in our offense, but that will come as the year goes on. And then we did a really nice job executing a handful of sets too.
We're chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. I know the knock on you guys in the paint last year was, well, Lex is physical enough to hang down there, but she was only 5'8". I notice on your roster you've got Alyssa Dreckman, Kayla Yarns at 5'10", hopefully adding maybe a little bit more height down there. Obviously, the Dreckman name very familiar when it comes to basketball and Lamar's. I mean, what have you seen out of those two that can maybe, help relieve Lexi when she needs a breakdown in the paint?
I think that Alyssa, Kaylee, Grace Van Otterloo, Meta Scove, and Lexi, when they go down to, and Ava Spencer too, when they go down to post time with Coach Burks and Coach Dreckman, they just do a really good job of battling with each other. And it's nice having Kaylee and Alyssa in practice because they do a really good job in JV games, but then they're also helping, Lexi, make a post move on a girl that's 6 foot or 5'11 or 5'10, whatever, which is probably what we're going to see a lot of this year. So it's just been really good for everybody. And then, kind of going back what you said about the knock on us, that is a knock on us according to everybody else, but we're not buying into that this year. That's an old thing, and we're not using that to, say, well, yeah, they got a bunch of offensive rebounds on us because we're small. We're going to do the things that it takes to make up for our height.
Well, absolutely. I know Lex was able to hang down there, and she was able to hold her own most nights in the paint. And I know another year is going to be so beneficial to her, as we're chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lars girls basketball. How about the defensive side, coach, a little bit? What kind of things stood out? Because I briefly looked at the live stream of that a little bit, and I saw you guys were able to jump out early, and you were kind of able to keep Sheldon down quite a bit as far as points were concerned. What were you guys doing defensively right?
Our half court defense was really good. We wanted to pick up full and not force a turnover out of it, but maybe turn their point guard a couple times and get her to pick it up in a bad spot, and then, you know, climb the ladder and maybe get a tip out of that. But our girls did a really good job, especially in like the first quarter and the beginning part of the second quarter, of just like sitting down and defending and being solid and communicating in the half court and making them work for everything. I can't remember exactly what it was. I think we gave up 8 in the first quarter and maybe, you know, 6 or 7 in the second quarter, which is, we'll take that every game this year. Our girls did an awesome job in those two quarters.
Yeah, and when it comes to being annoying and dangerous in the half court, I just think there's probably nothing scarier than having to bring the ball up the floor and having to try and do it against Zoe or Sarah. I mean, you have such good weapons at your guard position that it just feels like they can do whatever they want, and they're gonna make an impact defensively.
Yeah, and you know, during a timeout or at quarter sometime the other night, they had a really good guard, and we were able to throw a couple different girls at her, and it was, you know, it's nice to have that. You know, even when we're playing in the half court, we have matchups, but you know, if they do switch and we have Sarah Garden, the good guard, or Jaylen or Zoe or Maddie or Peyton, whoever it is, Garden, their good guard, we're comfortable with it, because like you said, they're all pretty good, and you know, they're tough defensively.
Coach, last year we briefly touched on this with Meta a little bit, but Maddie could fall into this category too, as two players who kind of had their sophomore seasons impacted pretty decently by injury. How are both of them looking, and how eager are they to hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, be able to put together a nice, full, healthy season for you?
They are competitive as all get out. They are willing to dive on the floor, guard the best player. They'll do anything to help their team win. And, you know, you saw that in our scrimmage the other night. You know, Meta's getting the rebound and just going full speed to the end of the floor and getting a layup. Maddie's picking up full and, you know, either stealing it, getting their girl to pick it up. And, you know, we've always, since she's played for us, asked her to, you know, guard the best player. So it's something that she's used to. And, you know, I'm excited to see those guys compete this year, because they work their tails off, and you know, I'm hoping they get a little success this season.
I'd be remiss if we only talked about the juniors and didn't talk about at least one sophomore anyway that just I'm so eager to see after her freshman year last year, and that's Jaylen Marino. From her freshman year last year to her sophomore year this year, what have you seen out of her as far as growth and improvement, and how can she be an asset for you this year?
Jaylen's extremely consistent, as well as, I mean, all of our girls. We had great numbers throughout the summer and fall, but Jaylen comes to everything that we have, and, you know, I would like to believe that it shows in practice and games when she's handling the ball for us or getting her shot up. You know, she spends a lot of time on the game of basketball, and I think as she continues to grow and get older, that it's just going to show more and more.
Well, it was good to see you on the floor with a scrimmage. You'll get some more competition coming up. Before we talk about that competition a little bit, got to address the elephant in the room as far as basketball is concerned. The shot clock, that pesky little shot clock, is now in play here for you guys. How have you been getting used to that? What did you have to do these last couple of weeks of practice to you know, get your girls used to it without, you know, being totally overwhelmed by it, I guess?
I'm sure that this year there will be games where it comes into play for us. Honestly, it comes into play more in practice than it has in our live stuff so far this year. In practice, we try to end our practices the first couple weeks with three or four different situations where it's short time on the shot clock, or, you know, down 5 with a minute and a half left. And, you know, that way the shot clock has to come into play a little bit. It didn't really affect us against Sheldon, and I don't know how much it will affect us this year. The way that we play, I think that we play so up and down the court that I don't know if it will come into play that much. You know, I think it will come into play three times maybe throughout the entire game for both teams. But it's nice to have as a little bit of a pace setter, and it changes everything. You know, I was watching our Humboldt game from last year. We ran wheel for the last couple minutes of the game when we were up 9, and this year we won't be able to do that. That's why we have to be so good in the half court, continue to kind of extend our lead if we get it, or keep chipping away at, you know, the other team if we're down.
Well, and that's a good point that you bring up there. Not just the end of the game, but also situationally, say a missed shot, you know, ricochets off the backboard, funny goes out of bounds, you end up getting it or something like that, shot clock doesn't reset. How important is working on those situational shot clock rather than just saying, yeah, here's our half-court offense, we got 35 seconds to do it? Because, yeah, like you said, most of the time your regular half-court offense, you're not going to see the end of that shot clock.
Yeah, it's huge, and that's why we've been trying to do it. It's just something that our girls haven't been, you know, forced to even pay attention to. The thing that we're telling them too at the same time, though, yeah, if there's 9 on the shot clock, we want to run our late game, our late clock situation offense that we have. But if you don't get a shot up, it's not the end of the world, because then you're not trying to, you know, then it's not like a long rebound, run out in transition and give up a layup on the other end. If we don't get a great look in that 35 seconds, then at least we get to set our defense and make the other team earn something rather than just chucking something up at the rim and then giving up something easy on the other end.
Cody Deerkup's with us, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Season starts on Tuesday against the Spencer Tigers. I know this team was pretty solid last year, Coach. You know what, I guess, More away from, you know, what Spencer does, what do you want to see out of your girls here in the first week? You get one game, and then you get all Thanksgiving to think about it. What do you want to see out of them on Tuesday?
I want them to be a little bit better in transition versus Spencer than they were last year. Last year, once we got Spencer in the half court, they were still a really good basketball team, but they had to work a little bit harder to score on us. Last year, we got beat in transition, so... we just want to be a little bit better there and make them earn a little bit more this year. And then offensively, it goes back to just taking care of the basketball. And if good basketball teams, you know, execute their offense, and that's what we have to do.
You know, your schedule doesn't do you any favors. And then, of course, obviously being in the Missouri River Activities Conference, you're going to get great battles night in and night out. I think outside of Heelan, I think everybody can expect Heelan is going to be pretty good this year. What do you see out of the rest of the MRAC with, you know, the SBLs, the Easts, and the ALs of the world as far as, you know, competition's concerned?
I have a really hard time answering questions like this because, you know, you take us, for example, last year, we weren't playing great basketball at the very beginning of the year, and then we turned it on and played with everybody down the stretch and beat some really good teams. Mm-hmm. You know, and Sioux City West is the same thing. We got them early. They came here late, and we're playing really good basketball late. So, I mean... That's how we got into this conference. It's such a great basketball conference that anybody can do anything on any given night. I think you're spot on. I think Heelan's going to be really good. Sergeant Bluff's good. East has a bunch of good freshmen with a couple of good upperclassmen too. AL returns a really good basketball player. I mean, it's just a really good basketball conference up and down, and it's good for our girls because it just continues to make us better.
Well, it's going to start again on Tuesday, and then, yeah, conference play will begin the following week after Thanksgiving. It'll be a great year for you guys. I have no doubt about that. Looking forward to covering it all, and looking forward to talking with you each week, Coach. We appreciate your time, and best of luck on Tuesday.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. That's Cody Deerkup. He's head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. When we come back, Brandon Schecker joins us to talk Galen Catholic girls basketball after this here on KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM. I'm Daniel Verstegen. Pleased to be joined by the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. That's Coach Brandon Schecker as we preview the 2022-2023 Galen Girls Basketball season. The Jays start competition on Monday against Kingsley Pearson. Have a busy first week, as then they'll take on Unity Christian on Tuesday. But first of all, Brandon, just 2 weeks of practice, you've gotten things rolling. Just what have you seen out of the girls so far that suggests, hey, they'll be ready to go this week?
Hey, Daniel, it's good to be back. Great question. We've had a good couple weeks of practice, and a couple things that I've seen that really stick out is a total focus to be there and to work hard by every one of the players. And the other thing would be what I would say is a deep intensity. Almost every practice, whether we're doing half court stuff, full court stuff, scrimmaging, or just flat out just running drills, there has been this intensity, this little fire that I've seen in all the girls, and a great couple weeks. So we're excited to kick it off here Monday night and see how that goes from the practice court to a regular game.
Yeah, because we talked about a few times translating practice action to game action is always tricky, but obviously the first game is more so just kind of a feeling out process, getting back into the rhythm of competition and things like that. It sounds like focus and intensity are two things you can't coach them to do. You can coach everything else, but the fact that they are driven and ready to get the season started, that's got to be a big positive for you.
Oh, it's huge. The level of effort that the girls have shown me in the last 2 weeks is above anything that I fully expected coming into this season. So just to have that intensity, that focus, that drive that I've seen for 2 weeks gets Coach Colbeck and myself excited for the season and what, possibilities lie ahead. So, but you're exactly right. I mean, that's practice. It needs to be shown on the court against other competition. But right now we're hopeful and excited to kick things off with how practice has been going.
Well, let's talk about this team then a little bit. I mean, obviously, graduating Lauren Hying, Alyssa Colbeck, and Larissa Sitzman leaves the cupboard bare for you guys. But then you take a look at the roster you got, and you got some seniors ready to lead the way, some up and coming juniors. What does your starting lineup kind of look like from 1 through 5? What do you got out there, and what kind of things do you have to be able to replace some of the seniors you're graduating?
You mentioned this Lauren Hying. Did we have somebody named Lauren play for us? Did she do something? Oh, that's right, 1,000-point scorer, yeah. those three girls, did some really good things for us in their high school career, and we're going to miss them absolutely. But, you don't look to replace them. You just look at the new batch, new group that you have, and you start to build around them. We got some girls, like you had mentioned, some seniors, three seniors that have seen tons of playing time. Three of them started for us last season. So, and then a couple off the bench that have playing experience. So I don't look at us as, we're starting from scratch or anything along that lines. And that's kind of what I've seen in practice too. I've just seen a new maturity, from those three seniors. I feel like they're leading. We have a couple of juniors and even a sophomore, and they're leading as well. I think that the comfort level is there amongst them. You know, that's the one thing that you worry about a little bit when, you know, you lose a Lauren Hying and Alyssa Colbeck, who did so much for us. You know, Larissa, who did so much for us, especially handling the ball and scoring wise and so forth along that lines, and trying to, you know, find that missing piece to get them to work together efficiently and stuff along that lines. But, you know, I don't know that this group has had that thus far. I think they've kind of stepped up and have kind of already put those missing things that you're worried about coming in, losing a girl like that. And I don't know that they're looking at that. I think they're looking ahead. They're, like I said, the focus and effort has been tremendous. A lot of the little things that we are still missing or the little mistakes that we're missing has been overshadowed by the effort that they put forth in the 2 weeks of practices. So I think our seniors, like I said, the couple juniors, and then the sophomores that are really playing well, I think they have this team factor behind them. They're working well together in practices, and they're filling a lot of those gaps left by those three leaving.
Brandon Shecker's with us, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Obviously, yeah, replacing those three is going to be tough. What's the you know, as you talk about the seniors coming up and leading it and leadership from the juniors, I think that was probably the most valuable part of Lauren and Alyssa's game was their leadership on the court, directing traffic and making sure everybody knew where they needed to be. Who's been taking that kind of vocal leadership role now and who's been kind of the one that ends up being like an extension of the coaching staff when she's on the floor?
You know, that's the nice thing that I'm seeing thus far is it's not one or two, it's three, four, five, and they're doing it in their own little ways sometimes. You know, Maya's very vocal, and she's on fourth this, on part this year. She's very focused, very driven. So she's very vocal out there and helping lead, both from a cheering as well as a pushing other girls. I see it a lot from Nevaeh Hobson as well. She's really stepped up and taken a leadership role this year, and I can see her really building onto that. Sophie and Jaden, they're more quiet leaders. They're not as vocal as the other two, but, you know, I've seen them take girls, you know, aside and have talks with them. They're talking with us coaches on a regular basis. Same thing with Rizea. You know, I really see a lot of those girls doing it in their own way right now, but they're doing it. And that's so huge. We're not waiting until halfway through the season for leaders to show up and to help us out. They're already showing up in practices. And we got, again, a nice mix of those quiet ones that are taking them along the side, keeping them focused. And we have some, you know, more vocal ones that are leading with their voice as well. So, but they're all on the court leading with their play. And that's what I love more than anything is they're coming out to play. And like I said, that effort alone is starting to, not even starting, it's already trickled down into every player that's out this year. You just see this renewed focus from everybody, and it's set by example, and the example has been set by that leadership role.
Well, and it's gonna be needed throughout the season, Coach. I mean, you sent me the roster. I've got it pulled up right now. There's only 10 players on the varsity roster right now. That was what jumped out to me right away. Effort, intensity, how much is that going to come into play when you're in foul trouble, let's say, in a game, you're starting to run out on the bench and you need to be able to rely on all 10 players that you have on your varsity roster on a night?
You know, that's huge. And right now, through the 2 weeks of practices, I've looked at Coach Colbeck several times, and he's kind of mentioned it to me. We had that talk last night with the girls, like, you know, things just feel different, and in a good way. I've said, and, you know, this is my, eighth year of coaching at Galen now, I've always wanted a group of girls that I could go 10 deep. Because if you can go 10 deep in 1A, and not necessarily all 10 are going to bring, you know, what that first five brings, but if you don't have this drop-off and you can at least continue to play and give those first five, those first six, seven, a little bit of break here and there, boy, you can do a lot of damage at the 1A level. And so far through 2 weeks of practices, I don't see a huge drop-off. And so I'm actually excited just to get on the court Monday night and to see if I truly have 10 that I can play. You know, and obviously we know not all 10 are going to get 50-50 playing time, but again, if I can have some of those, that 8th, 9th, 10th girl, go in and give a break to somebody that's in foul trouble or to somebody that just needs a minute to get off the court. You know, that was one thing that we struggled with last year is I was almost forced to keep Lauren on the court for 32 minutes. And there's games where, you know, she did it. She was happy to do it. But there's games that you could see that it weighed on her a little bit. And when you have all that pressure on you physically, it starts to weigh on you mentally a little bit. And I don't know that I have that this year. I think I have this really good feeling that I'm going to be able to go past 7. I think I might be able to go 8, 9, and maybe even 10. And if we can do that, it sets this team up for a lot of success this season.
And we're chatting with Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen girls basketball. The other part that jumped out to me, yes, obviously Lauren playing 32 minutes with everything she did for you was so tricky. But, you know, having Larissa go down last year and then having to rely pretty much solely and exclusively on Maya down in the paint, and she's trying to be physical and go after rebounds, you could tell that would weigh on her. But now you talk about Nevaeh Hodson and maybe a Samantha Zubrod off the bench as well. Kate Bonderson can maybe get down there as well. It seems like as far as the post is concerned, you're very deep, and that is also crucial when you talk about 1A girls basketball as well.
You're absolutely right, and this is the first year that I've been able to look at my roster, and I have it up in front of me right now just to keep it, you know, in the forefront of it. Mm-hmm. It's the first year that I've been able to look at my roster and go, you know what, I got some depth at post. Mm-hmm. Normally I'm looking at, well, I'm gonna have one big out there, and then we're going to bring in, you know, no offense to Jaden, but we're going to bring in Jaden Barthel to be my power forward or my center because we're in trouble with foul trouble or whatever the case may be. And, you know, Jaden is more of a small forward shooting guard type of player, but she's had to play a lot of post for me the last two seasons. I can tell you that Jaden's not going to play a lot of post, if at all, hopefully this year. And you're right. You know, Maya, like I said, has just been so renewed with her effort and attitude and leadership coming into this season, and that's got a lot of other girls fired up. Like I said, Nevaeh has had a strong couple weeks. Sammy Zubrod, you know, she's had her ups and downs, but right now we're just trying to focus on consistency with her. And when she is in control, she pushes Maya and Nevaeh to another level, and I think that's so huge for them. You know, you have a girl like Maya that's completely capable, mm-hmm. but if she's not being pushed every day in practice, it's a mindset thing. Everybody gets a little bit relaxed. And Maya and Nevaeh cannot relax with Sammy in the scrimmages that we've had and in the half court working on different stuff that we've had. Sammy's pushed them around a little bit, and that's just brought Maya and Nevaeh a whole nother level. You know, Kate is absolutely – we missed out on Kate last year. You know, she went through a lot of injuries. She barely got any playing time because of those injuries. She really missed her freshman season. She's come with some renewed focus the last 2 weeks. I see some really nice things in her. Emerson Schmidt, you know, most people won't look at Emerson Schmidt being a forward down low that can do some things down low, but right now she's actually impressed me more down low than she has outside. She's doing some nice things. So I'm looking at the roster going, you know what, I got at least 5 girls that I could move around at any given time as long as they continue to stay focused and hungry and continue to push. And you got 5 girls working in 2 different spots. That really pushes other girls to step up, and that's what's been really nice to see. There isn't that drop-off. There's a renewed focus and push by that first 5 that they're like, you know what, there's some girls that are behind us that can play. And that's what I love to see. It just pushes all 10 girls to just achieve higher limits.
100%. And, yeah, obviously seeing that in the first couple of weeks makes things look pretty good to you. You know, there's plenty of excitement with this roster. So what I'll say here is not to slight anybody, but I'm really eager to see what Rizaya Sitzman can do for you. I know you mentioned her a little bit at the beginning of the interview. Last year, she showed some flashes. She could shoot. She could do some things really well, but she was very raw, obviously, as a freshman last year. What have you seen from last year to this year, in the first couple weeks of practice that shows the growth is there and that she's maybe matured a little bit as a player?
You just said the word. It's maturity. Mm-hmm. With Rosea, you could just tell last year, I wish, you know, she wasn't in a position that we could get a lot of JV time for because we absolutely needed her on varsity. Mm-hmm. You know, she started a couple games. She came off the bench right away for us last year. We utilized her on varsity, so I just didn't feel like, you know, we could throw her in too many JV games. And, you know, I think that's something that has changed in our world today is the idea of playing a year or two at the JV level used to be exactly what people – That's what you expected. You came in as a freshman or sophomore, and you're like, I'm going to be on JV, and I'm working my tail off to be varsity my junior and senior year. And, you know, that kind of mentality has changed where JV is kind of a different beast. And, you know, I wish, looking back, we could have got Rye a little bit more time on JV. I just think it would have helped her maturity a lot faster. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you there's a maturity level that she has grown mentally, and also physically with her game over last year. She's going to be a different player. She's a leader for us as a sophomore. And it's with her play. It's with her desire. You got a girl that's there always before practice starts, and we literally have to kick that girl out of the gym. There's nights where we shut off the lights, and she's still stinking there shooting. You know, it's just that level of maturity that she has that she wants to – she wants to get better individually, but she is a complete team player and really wants to help this team move forward. So I expect big things out of her, but I also don't want to throw a lot on her shoulders. We've had that discussion. You know, she's actually looked at me and said, hey, I'm ready for that role. And I said, great, that's a role that you're going to have to take, but I'm not going to throw it on her right yet. And I don't think we need to, knowing that we have, you know, four of the girls that can start with her and help her out tremendously, as well as a bench that can give her a little time to come sit on the sidelines and, hey, let's watch this, let's watch that. Just watching film is where I've seen a lot of maturity out of her. You know, they were watching film a little bit last night before practice, and Rye was the first one like, what was I doing? You know, you can just tell the maturity level this year versus what she had last year and even this summer. You know, she plays a lot of summer travel ball as well, and you can just tell that she's got a lot of basketball under her belt and a lot of competition under her belt and just the drive that we know that she's always had. So you're going to see some fun things out of Rye this year.
Well, I like the sound of all of that. We're chatting with Brandon Checker. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. That's a little bit about the team. I'll ask you another thing about them later on, but I do want to also address, obviously, the big elephant in the room when it comes to the basketball season. Coach, we're getting that pesky little shot clock involved, 35-second shot clock for high school basketball this season. I don't think that would have been a huge problem for you guys most of the year last year. Your possessions ended up being about 25, 30 seconds most of the time. But now that it's a thing in your mind that you actually have to keep an eye on for, what have you guys been doing to try and get the girls prepared for the, you know, maybe the rush of it, the you know, stress of all of that? How have you been getting them ready for that?
It is absolutely something, and by the way, I just throw the comment out there, I love that we have it. It's so welcomed by our coaching staff, and we're excited to have that. It's just another element to the game that I think we've missed out on over the last few years. And it'll change the game, and I think it'll change the game for the better. We're excited to see what it does. I can tell you thus far, now again, this isn't against other competition. It's strictly in-house. But through our practices for 2 weeks, we've literally had the shot clock go off twice. The entire time we've had it in practice, it hasn't been a factor. You know, we want to get up and down the court. We're looking for that opportunity to get to the hoop, kick it out for that open three. And as long as we're doing those things, it is not on the top of our head. Our focus is playing Galen Catholic girls basketball the way that we want to play it, and not let outside things adjust us. And, you know, I know teams are going to strategize to it and stuff along that line, but I keep telling the girls their focus is flat out doing executing the game plan. And if we execute the game plan, I don't think the shot clock's going to be a pest for us at all. Obviously, it'll come into play, and we'll work on those things when that time comes and as needed. But as of right now, we have it running. We know it's there, but that is not a focus at all, because if we're focused on that, we're missing out on all the other little things that are going to make sure that that 35-second countdown doesn't bother us. So that's really been our focus overall.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you mentioned it maybe a little bit there. Is your goal offensively is to move quickly, move up and down the court. Once you do get into that half court kind of set offensively, Coach, have you seen so far a strength towards looking for the outside perimeter shot, or is your strength going to be dumping it down low, trying to cut to the basket and getting closer looks at the hoop? What do you think is going to be your strength this year?
Well, it depends. Who's listening? Are the coaches out there listening that we're going to play Monday and Tuesday? Or it's a mix of both, honestly. And I think that's what also takes away the shot clock for us. You know, we're not changing anything that we've done in the past. We're just able to utilize, now that we got a little more post play, we're able to utilize that a little bit more. So, you know, dumping it down to the post and being able to utilize our bigs down low just automatically helps us out beating the shot clock. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of having to force the ball around the outside and perimeter and rely on the perimeter shots or rely on all our, you know, four guards that we've normally had on the court to try to get to the hoop, we don't have to rely on that as much anymore. And that's going to open things up, I think, actually even better for us. Mm. You know, I think our three-point shooting wasn't great at all last year. And I think a lot of that just because we didn't have a constant inside presence. Again, you know, Jaden Barthel played a ton of post for me. And that's just not truly her spot. She's actually one of our best shooters, and I expect great things out of her from a shooting standpoint this season. And having bigs like Maya, Nevaeh, Sammy, and again, like we even mentioned, even Kate and Emerson down low, mm-hmm. I think is just going to open up even better shots for us outside. So we're going to go inside outside. We're going to be dribble driving to the hoop. You know, it's not rocket science. Everybody knows that's what I do as a coach. We want to get to the hoop. We want to slash to the hoop as much as possible and force the defense to put us in a position where we can go to the free throw line or have an easy kick out or have rebounders down low to get the putback. And nothing's changing with the roster that we have this season, and nothing's going to change with that 35-second shot clock that we have. We're just going to execute better than what we've had in the past.
Chatting with Brandon Checker, head coach of Gaelic Catholic girls basketball. Last thing for you, as we're running out of time, don't want to take too much more of your time. You got a tough week. I think we talked about this last year. Your schedule out of the get-go is no cupcake, that's for sure. Kingsley Pearson on Monday and Unity Christian on Tuesday. What do you want to see out of the girls here in the first couple of days of competition? Your first actual live bullets, I guess. And what do you want to see out of them here to start the season?
Just looking for, again, continued control of themselves, their teammates, that basketball, and continue with that intensity effort that they've brought in and night out. You know, I'm looking at the one thing that the first two games for sure, but, you know, even stretch out a little bit past that. You know, we have Lawton Bronson, we have Cherokee, we have some tough teams to start out our season. And it's going to be, you know, if we are looking better in practice than we do in some of these games, will that adversity hurt us? Or is this team finally over that hump where we're mentally strong enough that adversity just gets us rearing to go and we come to practice the next day or we come to the next night, the next game, and we're even more dedicated, more focused, more effort, more intensity? You know, that's something that's kind of haunted us a little bit, where we just kind of get down on ourselves and so forth along that lines. But, you know, you got that leadership from Maya, from Sophie, from Jaden, from Nevaeh and the rest of the group. You know, we didn't mention Sophie, but Sophie's been playing lights out in practice. I think you're going to be excited to watch what she can do for us this year. And I think some of that play, some of that leadership, I think that's going to help us get over that hump. But that's kind of what I'm excited to see. You know, are we truly as good as what we've practiced? And if we are, wonderful. But if we aren't, how are we going as a team to handle that adversity, to bounce back, to fix it, and to continue to move forward so we can make a push towards, you know, the end of the season and off season or postseason?
Absolutely. It's going to start on Monday. It's going to be a fun basketball season. It's going to be fun to talk with you again throughout the year, Coach. We'll look forward to it. And best of luck to you guys as you start the season on Monday.
Thanks, Daniel. Looking forward to it myself.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. That is Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Girls Basketball. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner after this here on KLEM.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamars. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamars, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamars, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamars and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner live on 1410 AM 96.9 FM KLEM.
And we're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. My thanks as always, and to our coaches. That's Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamars Community Girls Basketball, and Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. This edition of the Coach's Corner has been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, as well as True Health Chiropractic and Chapman Overhead Doors. Once again, the basketball schedule for us begins on Monday. Galen Catholic girls host Kingsley Pearson in a battle of a pair of Plymouth County teams. Should be an awesome contest. We'll have the coverage for you on KLEM Radio. And we'll also hope to bring it to you on a video stream as well. So look forward to that from the Deb Campbell Memorial Gym coming up on Monday evening. Should be a 5:45 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip right here on KLEM. We'll pick up Lamars Community Basketball, the girls and the boys, the following week on Tuesday, November 29th, as they'll take on Unity Christian in a non-conference matchup. So that's our first broadcast of the Bulldogs right here on KLEM. But that'll do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks again to our coaches for their time, as always. And thanks to you for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for bringing you the program. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of your Saturday.